The Truth Commentary with Rob Pugh, publisher of the Wisconsin Christian News, a ministry dedicated to the truth revealed through Jesus Christ, encouraging listeners to stand boldly as the King's return is at hand.
Do you ever wish there were at least some things in the world that didn't change? At least some things that were not destroyed by the ever-twisting depravity of our modern culture? I do. I just returned from the UPS store, where I was berated by a woman for a full 5 minutes, and I still don't know what I did wrong. Here's what happened. First of all, I should tell you that I hate going to the UPS store because the line is always long, usually extending all the way from the counter to the entry door. That was the case again today. As I approached the building, I noticed a young woman in her 20s also headed for the door. She was struggling with three large boxes, as anyone would be because the boxes were cumbersome. Trying to be a gentleman, I rushed ahead and held the door open for her. I thought she'd appreciate the help and maybe even say thank you. But that's when it started. She snarled at me and asked, "You think I'm not capable of opening my own door?" I replied that I was just trying to be helpful and thought it would be a nice gesture to not only get the door for her, but let her step in the long line ahead of me. "Don't speak to me," she yelled sternly, now starting to cause a scene. "I never gave you permission to speak to me, and I don't need your chauvinistic, toxic masculinity either." All I did was hold the door open for her and let her go ahead of me in line. I thought that was the end of it, but then, as we were both in line in the crowded store with her in front of me, she whipped her head around once more and then told me not to stand so close to her. Believe me, I didn't want to stand anywhere near her, but the line of customers was now so long I had no choice other than to stand outside, which is what I did. With no room left inside the store, I went and stood in the freezing drizzle with other waiting customers until I felt she was sufficiently forward in the line that I wouldn't offend her with my presence. By the time she concluded her business, I was inside again, waiting my turn, and though I was next in line, I stood about 10 feet behind her. As she left, she deliberately bumped into me, hard. I'm pretty sure she would have physically attacked me if she thought she could get away with it. In her mind, I had committed a hate crime against her simply by holding the door and allowing her to go ahead of me. All I did was hold the door for someone struggling with a bunch of heavy boxes. I would have done the same for anyone in the same situation, but apparently that offended her. Others in line didn't seem to know what her problem was either. The incident left me wondering what in the world has happened to common courtesy. I also wondered what sort of trauma she must have endured in order to end up the way she is. Over the years, I've learned that hurt people hurt people. Or perhaps there never was any trauma. Maybe she's just the product of the new societal norms instilled in her mind by school, college, and social media influencers. Who knows? But I have observed that people in general are not nearly as friendly as they once were. Common courtesy is not very common anymore. I encounter hostile people everywhere these days. There is road rage on the highway. Store clerks are rude. When I'm working on the road and go to a fast food drive-thru, most times the people at the windows never say a word except to announce the price. If I ever need to deal with a customer service rep over the phone for anything, I feel like a huge burden just for needing assistance. I wonder, are any of those calls, which are always recorded, ever used for quality assurance or training purposes? Maybe I'm just getting old, but I do long for the days when a person's job depended on them being friendly, nice, and kind to the customers. When it was okay to lend a hand to a stranger in need. When people could be civil to one another rather than flying into a rage for no apparent reason. When even if we had opposing viewpoints, we could agree to disagree and move on, instead of forcing our opponents to accept our position and keep our mouths shut or run the real risk of a physical attack, confrontation, or riot. I didn't particularly like the old TV show All in the Family, but some of the lyrics of the opening song certainly ring more true today than they did when the program aired between 1971 and 79. "And you knew who you were then. Girls were girls and men were men. And didn't need no welfare states. Everybody pulled his weight." Yes, those were the days, and they've been gone now for more than 50 years. Today, a girl might be a girl or might not. Men might be men or they might not. After all, we now have 72 officially recognized and distinct different genders. As far as welfare, we're now in a place where multiple generations know no other way of life. So it's no wonder we're headed so quickly toward full acceptance of socialism, communism, and even heavier government control of our lives. But I digress. Things have certainly changed in America during my lifetime, and not for the better. All the advancements in technology and all the knowledge we're so proud of has led us no closer to true wisdom. We worship at the altar of convenience, comfort, and ease as we forfeit our constitutional freedoms. We shout about equality and tolerance, but our society is more hostile, violent, and narcissistic than ever. Thinking ourselves to be wise, we've become fools as we create gods for ourselves with our perverse imaginations. With very few exceptions, the changes we've seen in our nation and our world have not been positive. But there is something in the world that's never changed. Malachi 3:6, I am the Lord, I change not. Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. Matthew 24:35, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. Psalm 119:89, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Isaiah 40:8, the grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. John 17:17, thy word is truth. And so modern-day churches can hang all the rainbow flags they want, but just because a former house of worship has been conquered by the LGBTQP+ and transgender cults, that doesn't change the fact that the word of our God shall stand forever. What our Creator called an abomination then is still an abomination now, no matter how hard mankind works to twist the Word of God to fit their reprobate minds. Even the highest court in the land cannot undo God's natural order or nullify the commands of God Almighty. You see, there still is such a thing as absolute truth. Preach all the moral relativism you like, but truth is truth and it does not change. You'll hear many say, that may be true for you, but it's not true for me. These are fools choosing to believe the lies of Satan to appease their tortured souls and minds. Truth is truth, and there's no changing it. What's so disturbing is that God has made it so simple for us that even the most simple imbecile can understand the commands of God. Yet in our own power, we're unable to follow them, because the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. He simplified his commandments down to only 10 things, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present age. And still, we all fail. Let's look at the 10. With his own finger, he wrote, 1. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. 2. Make no graven images or idols to bow down and worship them. 3. Don't take the Lord's name in vain. 4. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. 5. Honor your parents. 6. Don't kill. 7. Don't commit adultery. 8. Don't steal. 9. Don't bear false witness against your neighbor. And 10. Don't covet anything that doesn't belong to you. Now surely all of mankind can agree on these 10 points. Surely they're simple enough, sensible enough, and worthy to be taught to our children, so that generation after generation can know and obey the simple commands of God our Creator. Imagine if we followed just these 10 simple laws of God. Instead, we have millions of man-made laws, many that contradict and pervert the laws of God. Today, we even have God-hating liberals who've used the carnal legal system to ban God's simple 10 commandments from public view, especially in our public schools, where surely the children would greatly benefit from their teaching. Way back in 1980, the U.S. Supreme Court, in the case of Stone v. Graham, struck down a Kentucky statute that required a copy of the Ten Commandments to be posted on the wall of every public school classroom. And what was the main objection? The court noted that by posting the Ten Commandments, it might, and I quote, induce the school children to read, meditate upon, perhaps to venerate and obey the commandments. Oh, surely we couldn't have that. A statewide reporting system for behavior incidents was not established in Kentucky until the late 1990s, so we have no idea how bad things have gotten since the Supreme Court ruling on this in 1980. But we do know that in the 2024-25 school year, Kentucky public schools reported 257,290 so-called behavior events, which included assaults, violence, weapons incidents, bullying, and other hostilities perpetrated by students. Now, just imagine how different things might be all these years later if in 1980 the Ten Commandments had been posted, and the students in Kentucky did meditate upon and perhaps obey the commandments. Instead, we venerate and obey the secular wisdom of these people in black robes, releasing judicial decrees across our nation that go completely contrary to the will and commands of God. So let me ask you, how many sports teams do we make idols of, create graven images for, and worship fanatically? How often is our Lord's name used as a curse word? Or how often do people claim the name of Christ, claiming to be Christians while acting like anything but a Christ follower? That's taking his name in vain. How many of us keep the Sabbath day holy and dedicate 1 in 7 to God? How many kids today honor their parents, or for that matter, how many adult children even bother with a card or a phone call on Mother's Day or Father's Day? We're lucky to even get a text. Murder has become a daily occurrence in cities and towns nationwide. Adultery has become not just commonplace, but basically expected. Marriage vows, which used to include the words, "as long as we both shall live," are now changed to, "as long as we both shall love." In other words, as long as we feel like it. What about stealing? Theft has gotten so out of control that police no longer respond and thieves are no longer charged if the theft is less than $1,000. Bearing false witness happens every day, from simple false accusations to perjury in court. And coveting? In recent years, people have been murdered on the streets of our cities because someone wanted their high-end shoes. We live in an age of moral relativism where anything goes, and the so-called truth is always changing as our carnal, lustful hearts grow ever darker. Today, there can be just as many truths as unrepentant sinners believe there are ways to God. But the fact is, truth never changes, and neither does God or His Word. Our Heavenly Father has given us the most simplified version of His commandments possible. So simple, natural, and sensible, there should be no debate as to the wisdom of following them. But knowing that we're even too hard-hearted to follow those 10 simple rules, He's even made a way through the sacrifice of His only Son for the penalty of our sins to be paid for us. Still, we ignore and despise Him. There will be great weeping and gnashing of teeth when so many kneel before Him and are without excuse. Audio CDs and transcripts of this message are available when you call me at Wisconsin Christian News, 715-486-8066, or email Rob, R-O-B, at wisconsinchristiannews.com and ask for message number 488.
This has been the Truth Commentary with Rob Pugh, publisher of the Wisconsin Christian News. Find us on the internet at wisconsinchristiannews.com. Questions and comments? Email Rob, R-O-B, at wisconsinchristiannews.com.
The views expressed are those of the speaker.